Welcome back to Horizons.
Danny Houlihan, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Not at all, David, and it's an honour to be on Radio Kerry again.
Excellent. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm a native of Church Road, Ballybunion. My people are from this area, stemming back to the time of even the Great Famine, above near Doon and Bramore, and they had a rich interest in local history. My grandfather was a blacksmith and a farrier, and my father was a JCB driver. Over the years, I've developed so many skills in relation to Ballybunion, working on our local history in the area as a local historian and writing the first book on Ballybunion. I'm also a piper, as everyone in Radio Kerry knows to this stage. I play the bagpipes, and I recorded one of the first albums in the country for the bagpipes in the contemporary vein. Again, Radio Kerry played it. And I'm always interested in promoting the rich culture and heritage of our North Kerry area and also the famous Wild Atlantic Way.
That's amazing. You sound like an incredibly accomplished Renaissance man.
Well, all I can say is I've developed a portfolio of experience over the years here in Ballybunion. And indeed, I suppose there are many, the younger people that are out there can actually do that as well. They can follow those footsteps of what has happened, and we can all develop, you know, and enhance the county of Kerry to a great deal.
Yeah, and you've taken your knowledge and your love of history, and you're going to be expressing that through the Ballybunion Town Historic Walk. Can you tell me about that, please?
I've developed one other walk. At the start was the Cliff Walk, in association with Fáilte Ireland and the Wild Atlantic Way team. And this is the second one. And this one is unique because it covers the history of our town in Ballybunion. Like, many people come in, they do tours, but this one concentrates on the people that were here, such as going back to 1914 and 15, when there was a threatened complete eviction of the residents of the town. And it stems along the coastline, which deals with the many aspects of our local history, from the geology, which spans back to 345 million years locally, but also the faces, and the faces are important in the people that were here, such as people who lived along the Golden Strand in Ballybunion called Bovida, and he used to have a cow there, and long ago they said he even saw mermaids down there, so I haven't seen any mermaids, David, yet, as such in my journey, and I hope not, because I get the fright in my life, I suppose. And it covers, we'll say, the history of the Promontory Fort in Ballybunion, which is an archaeological site. It's one of the old Promontory Forts in North Kerry, and that dates back to the Iron Age, above 400 BC. There you have underground souterrains, passageways that are there. In fact, I've actually sent in a remote control car a few years ago in there. That's up online on my YouTube channel, so if anyone wants to hear it, they can see it there. It's like Newgrange, a miniature Newgrange that's down there. It's fabulous. Wow. It goes from there, the tour. My tour skirts the coastline from there, along where the famous ruin of Ballybunion Castle is, the Tower House, which dates back to the late medieval period. There was another castle there prior to that. And the history associated with the early Christian settlement that was there in the time of Conora. And it moves along and it skirts a nice slow walk, and it's suitable for everybody. Everybody walks Ballybunion, but this tour skirts the coastline and it moves on to another section overlooking the famous Black Rocks in Ballybunion. And for us in Ballybunion, again, there's no plaques up there, but like we're hoping in the future to get more up there, detailing the famous shipwreck, the city of Limerick, that was wrecked on the Black Rocks going back many, many years in 1833. Captain in charge of the ship had a fantastic cargo of beef and meat and barrels, David, barrels and barrels and barrels of whiskey, which floated in on the tide.
I'm sure that caused no problems whatsoever.
No problems whatsoever. What happened was they said that there was hundreds of people first assembled on the beaches in Ballybunion, overlooking the beaches, I should say. And rumour went out around the place, as far away as Newcastle West and the borders of Newmarket, County Cork, that there was liberal amounts of whiskey floating in on the tide. And after starting with only a few hundred people, a few thousand people were on the beach, to such a degree that the coast guards in charge at the time couldn't control the crowd, and they rioted. However, unfortunately, the whiskey was possibly unracked, so hundreds were very, very ill after it. So it wasn't a pleasant sight. So that's just a taste of what the tour will show.
That's very interesting. How did this form in your head that you know all this local knowledge and you want to be expressing it, and you decide to do it through a walk? How did that idea come about?
As a young boy going to school, there was a number of local gentlemen and ladies in the town, and they had a vast amount of knowledge. Sadly, they're gone now, David, like, you know, other places, they're gone to their just rewards, as they say, may they rest in peace. But before they left, they passed on a great deal of local history to me, from the Marconi, the first east-to-west via speech transmission from Ballybunnan to Lewisburg, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. It was the late John Joe Carroll. He was a radio amateur. He took me under his wing and gave me as much information on that. We had other local people such as the late Phil Clark in Ballybunion, Phyllis Diggins as well, the late Jimmy Fitzgerald, who taught me the bagpipes, had a massive amount of history. And a cousin of mine, north of Ballybunion, the late Matty Leahy of Bramore, had where not far away from where the famous Bramore Cliffs is today, not far away from Bramore Cliffs, and he had gathered a massive amount of history about the time of the Great Irish Famine or Black Holocaust of Black 47, which the landscape of Ballybunion and Bramore was wiped of its people and its language. So it was the older generation that instilled all of this, David, in me, and to develop a form of a project that could be beneficial to the parish and also like a legacy project as well. And that's how the tour started off. It was from a very small beginnings with a handful of people giving me what they had uncovered in the past, and also to provide provenance. As you know, David, is very important, you know, when dealing with visitors when they come to a place, you need to tell them the truth. Myths and legends are there, of course, as well, as you know, and they're in every town and city, but I wanted to make sure that I could provide pure provenance of everything I was dealing with was as factually as true as I could get.
That sounds amazing. So the tour is happening on the 24th of August at 2 p.m. and you want people to meet you outside the Ballybunion tourist office on the main street.
That's the exact time you said, outside the tourist office in Ballybunion, and the tour will take about two and a half hours. I'm not rushing it. So like some tour operators, you know, you're in, you're out. No, we're going to take our time. And I enjoy the time with our people as a local historian. That's the most important part of it. I'm telling our own story of Ballybunion and where our people came from. And, you know, hopefully, like even listening to Radio Kerry, they're going to pick up this in America and around the world, as you know, David. So that if they're out there and they can't get to what I'm doing, they've heard us this morning as well. So we're all playing our part in promoting the rich heritage and culture that is North Kerry. And indeed, through the voice of the Kingdom Kerry Radio as well, which is great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Danny. I assume that people should wear decent shoes and like a good jacket if they're going to be out with you for 2.5 hours walking across the Ballybunion coastline.
Yeah. I look, David, I said, just wear comfortable clothes. Now, we're not going into ditches or hedges. It's all on paths so that like nobody's going to be tripping into ditches or hedges. Just wear comfortable shoes. That's the town walk I've designed now. It's suitable for everybody. And once they've been out with me, they can walk it again on their own, and they'll see a different Ballybunion. That's what they've said to me, Dave, when they come back after visiting me and even consulting me in relation to local history, that they look at it with a different perspective. And that's what I want.
Oh, that's amazing. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of people very happy to hear that they don't need special footwear. All on paths. That's great. Anybody can attend.
Oh, yes. And that's what I wanted. And in the future, as I said to you there at the start, it's like a legacy project that, like, you know, when I'm gone, that, like, at least, you know, the route of the tour will be there and it can be followed again, and like the history. And indeed, history is consistently being uncovered, as you know, David, like from the pyramids of Egypt along the way to other places. Like, we're consistently uncovering history, and Ballybunion is like a blank canvas as far as I'm concerned. No sooner you find one aspect of the history, David, another part of it pops up. It's fascinating.
I'm sure if you keep sending out your little remote controlled car into more places, you'll uncover more as well yourself.
Yeah, I do. But I walk away too, David. I also podcast as well. So it gets the message out, which is very, very important as well. So that people, if they can't make it to, we'll say, the walk, I'll put a podcast version of it up. So somebody in America or Australia, they can't come home, it'll be there. Like, as I say, Radio Kerry will be pushing it out there, and I'll be pushing it out there as well. So we're contributing, you know, to the culture of our county in Kerry.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because I was looking at my schedule and unfortunately I won't be able to attend. I would have loved to come, but saying that there's a podcast afterwards, I'll definitely be downloading that.
Don't worry, David, you're always welcome, and all the crew and Radio Kerry are always welcome out here. You know that.
Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Danny Houlihan.
Thank you.
This is Song for the Journey by Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
Here's a song for the journey as we draw near the line. though our hearts bear a tear as we wave our goodbye. May the clouds part before you, may the stars kiss your eyes. Rollie-o, rollie-a, rollie-i. There were days made for wonder and laughter and wine. May your dreams take you places through rivers that wind. If we don't count our blessings, we're wasting our time. Rollie-o, rollie-a, rollie-i. Dream of the treasures and pleasures we find. There are many and many are mine. If we don't count our blessings, we're wasting our time. Rollie-o, rollie-a, rollie-i. Dream of the treasures and pleasures we find. There are many and many are mine.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Brenda Morgan. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.